You're listening to Comedy Central.
Hi, I'm Dan Soder.
And I'm Big J. Okerson.
And you're listening to the Best of the Bonfire. Stay tuned to hear some of our favorite moments from this week. You can listen to the Bonfire live every Monday through Thursday from 6 to 8 p.m. on Comedy Central Radio, Sirius XM 95, or on demand on the Sirius XM app. Also, be sure to follow us on all social media at the Bonfire SXM.
Campers, hey, it's Black Lou, and welcome to Bonfire's Best of the Week. We're kicking things off with a special interview Big J did with the cast of Jersey Shore.
Hey everyone, it's the Bonfire, Comedy Central Radio, Sirius XM 95. I'm Big J. Okerson. Dan's off filming Billions today, but I had to come in myself when I heard I had an opportunity to once again interview the cast of the Jersey Shore Family Vacation. Season 3 continuation, getting ready to start this Thursday. In studio, we have an amazing lineup of the cast here. We, of course, have Mike the Situation, Jenny J-Wow, Dina, Nicole Snooki. I mean, it's so cool. You don't have to say last names.
Yeah.
With you guys.
Your friend or your coworker films Billions?
Yeah, well, no, he's on the show, yeah.
Yeah, my awesome friend Kelly's on the show.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
He plays Mafie.
Shit.
Yeah.
He's a good... You don't watch
it for your friend either?
Yeah, no, I don't. No,
I've seen it, but I'm not familiar enough to know the different characters.
It's too heady for me. I watch it because Dan's on it.
Want to support your friends?
And I support my bride. Yeah. They're talking to people much smarter than me on that show.
Facts.
In fact, I did one scene in the first season.
Oh, cool.
And the episode, I was playing a drug dealer from Montreal.
Oh, fun. And looks fitting.
Oh, yeah.
The scene, yeah.
Probably, it's a good scene.
Yeah, they said it was the role I was meant to play. But the scene before I shot, I watched them, you know, shoot it 18 times. They had to keep going. And it's explaining what the show's about and what they do, and I still have no idea. Wow. It was explaining it for the dummies, and I still had no idea. It's so great to have you guys here. I know morning press blows when you guys got to run around and do this, so I hope this will be fun for you.
I like coming to Sirius. It's
yeah.
This is like my favorite place to come because it's so chill.
Cool, yeah.
You know what I mean?
I had the ball because you can curse on everything.
Yes, yeah, we love cursing.
That helps a lot. You can curse on everything.
Yep.
Mike, I had the pleasure of interviewing you. You did my podcast,
yes.
SDR Show with Vinny.
Yes.
Before you went away.
Yeah, goodness.
And you're out now, thank God.
Yes.
It was amazing how emotionally attached I got. Also, I got DJ Lou very into the show. It's amazing how emotionally attached I got to you going away.
Yeah.
And sad also. In fact, when they had the false report, they thought you were going for 2 years.
Did you see us freak out?
Yes.
It was like the worst day of my life.
Yeah, that was definitely a sad episode.
Like hysterical.
The music and stuff.
Did you cry when you saw a reaction?
I think I saw it in prison, and I did tear up, yeah. I don't
like,
tear up during like serious events,
but
during watching it.
I had no idea.
Just delete that information.
Ron, like,
2 years.
Door.
Man, I mean, I'll tell you what, though. Everyone thinking that, though, when you got it was 8 months?
Yeah, 8 months. Yeah, it wasn't fun.
I know, but when it ended up being 8 months, everyone was like,
yeah,
it's not 2 years.
We're like, oh, thank God.
I feel like production was like pissed because we've got the 22 months.
Or 24.
24 months. And we were like, oh, like that got our big reaction. And then when we heard 8 months, we were like, not as emotional because we were like, oh, thank
yeah.
God.
Like, oh,
we're
yes.
cutting into a slice of pizza. He goes, oh, 8 months. He can do that on his head.
They're like, yes. And I'm like, oh my God. Like, I'm still going to prison.
Still,
guys.
Yeah.
I'm still going to prison for 8 months, guys. Yeah.
What, federal?
Yes, federal. It was a federal camp. Yeah.
To it.
8 months. It was not a comfortable situation. Not good food. You're away from your loved ones,
but
you got to share a bathroom with like 100 savages. You know,
and that's like a girl's nightclub
like
bathroom. Okay, no. You ever go to a girl's bathroom at a nightclub?
Oh my God,
disgusting!
Ew. Yeah,
you'll get like something.
We can relate
in there
to that situation.
Yeah.
So, like, you know, you think you're in federal prison, and like, you know, especially at camp, and you know, you're okay. And one day they're doing searches, and they're finding shanks and shit.
Oh, man.
So I'm like, you know, you're like, oh my God, I'm in prison. I better like tighten the fuck up. You know what I'm saying? Like, because anything can happen.
Did you make any sort of friends?
Oh yeah, definitely. As soon as I walked in, like I had like, you know, the Jewish communities were handing me like bags of goods,
like a
welcome, like welcome, not welcome home, but welcome. And the Italian communities gave me a bag, and the Russian communities were like, you can sit with us. You're going to be sitting here for, you know, chow. So
federal prison has a lot of different ethnicities than I thought you were going to say.
Yeah, Spanish.
Like then the Polish got involved, Ukrainians.
It's crazy. Listen, there was just like, it was like cliques that just sort of like, you know, ran that particular facility, and that's just what it is. Yeah,
Did you have to get any weird tattoos so no one would fuck with you?
No. I was lucky that a lot of the old heads liked me. I was able to get extra food. I was able to watch Jersey Shore on Thursday night, which was my wedding season at that time period. And they just liked to just be around. Yeah, right. It was really cool.
The best wedding ever.
Yes. I had to watch my wedding in prison, yeah.
Jesus.
While I was in prison.
And not choke up.
I would cry.
I did choke up a little bit, but also it was such a beautiful wedding. You know, Nicole and Jay Wiles, you know, daughters walked down the aisle. And it was really cool for me. So I had a lot to like, sort of like not look forward to, but be like grateful for.
It also gave you some.
I was grateful to have such a beautiful wedding so I could like sort of like draw from that experience of like, okay, I have a, you know, a good life and good friends and good family and really be focused on what's really important in life.
Well, you can, and you were able to ride some of those memories probably through it.
Yes.
I guess.
Yeah. But
I
mean, that's what helped me get through the 8 months. Yeah.
It's my number one fear, I'd say, going to jail. Because I feel like I would just count the days constantly. Like
yeah,
every day, like every day would feel an entire 24 hours worth of day.
Yeah.
I feel like.
Yeah, you got to do some soul searching when that happens. Are you going to man up when the time comes? If
yeah, happens. That's what I'm saying. I'd be thinking constantly. I go, well, they're going to see that. I'm a big guy, but I've got jolly all over my face. I mean, if I walk into a prison, I'm like,
very happy.
I know, and I'm the person who walks in, and I'd be like, I wouldn't understand. Like, guys, why don't we just start like a football league or something, and all have fun together?
Let's have fun with it.
The whole prison.
They're like, well, this guy's going to be blowing everybody by the night.
The whole prison got so excited when these guys came to visit me. They were like, you know, there was like guys in the corner, like taking not bets, but like, oh my god, I love Diener. Oh no, I love Snooki. She's mine. And then, oh my god, J-Wall and those glasses. It was just like crazy when these girls came visit me.
You should have sold cell phone pictures and everybody.
They have the
prison photographer there to take photos during visits, and you dine on the finest of vending machine refreshments.
Yeah. Do they have? I've seen the prison. They have like a backdrop for you to take pictures in front of.
Oh,
so it looks like you're not in jail. Those. It's like a yacht behind you.
No.
You're still wearing like prison blues.
Yeah. They didn't, but I got lucky. My prison was one of the nicer ones I think in the country. It was an okay designation if you have to go. You know?
You did the classic move going away to prison. You came out yoked, dude.
Yeah.
Your whole thing the last season, the whole thing was about you being chubby.
Yeah. Yeah, and I lost 40 pounds.
Hell yeah, dude. You look fantastic.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Thank you so much.
Were you going to say, Lou, were you impressed?
Yes.
Look at Black. You're getting a nod from a black guy. That's huge.
Yeah, we put the work in. Plus, these guys came to visit me all the time. So I was really excited to turn a negative situation positive. And they were probably like, I wonder if he's going to come out like fat. Or I wonder if he's going to eat like everything. And,
No, I feel like I knew you were going to come out. Like
you were dedicated to
make
the best version of yourself.
I was. Oh, I love these guys. Yeah.
Before you went in, I mean, you had such like a, I don't know if emotional is the right word, like almost like a personality turnaround within the years that's been like amazing.
She's the best.
I mean, J-Well punched you in the face. First of all, that situation, no pun intended, showed me what a dude you were, like a real dude, because a lot of guys would have thrown some kind of a hit back for how hard you hit him in the face.
Oh, yeah.
And he just went, whoa.
I say this all the time. It's the hardest punch I've ever taken as a man in life so far.
Oh my God.
And I've done sports. I've done boxing. I've done football. I'm into sports my whole life.
She didn't even try that hard.
She did a back fist that almost probably unhinged my jaw.
I didn't even mean to.
You meant it.
No, I didn't mean to. Like, I didn't think it would actually hit him.
That was like a John Jones. She wasn't even really looking.
I know.
It was like a spin around. And it was the perfect distance.
And on that moment, I realized I fucked up.
No.
That was such a smack, yeah.
Yes.
Everyone here except for you has kids right now. Is that what you're getting ready to work on now?
Yeah, we're working on it all the time. It's actually fun working on it.
I was going to say, I enjoy that.
I always talk to these guys, you know, my sisters, and be like, oh, I'm thinking about doing this.
And they'll like, be like, no.
Don't do that. Don't do that.
Your last idea, I was like, no.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I was like, I'm thinking about really talking dirty
but
in the
like,
bed
the
with the missus.
Talk was like something you say to your biggest enemy, and you're like, no,
these
you don't say that to
like,
your wife.
These girls were like, no, don't say that to the missus.
What was your dirty talk ideas?
What
was your dirty talk
this
ideas?
Isn't a dirty talk.
Tell
this
them the word you wanted to call.
Okay. That's what I'm saying. They told me it is acceptable to tell your wife, you know, you're my little slut.
Yes.
Where in fact
my little not
my
a.
little c- It was a little off brand.
Can you imagine?
Brand.
I didn't like it. Yeah. They're like, no.
Well, that's
no.
how
that would actually be his number one like punch in the face. I feel like after that, when you mentioned so.
Yeah, and I did, you know, tell the wife that I was talking about this, and she said that the girls were pretty much right.
Yes,
thank
you.
Yeah,
so. You gave her the heads up, like, hey, would you?
Lady.
Yeah, it's a weird thing to throw somebody. Yeah. Goes, hey, later on, I call you. How's that gonna go?
How do you feel about that?
Yeah, how's that gonna go? Is it gonna go good? Is it gonna go bad?
She just asked me what I was, you know, what conversations I got into. And I'm like, well, you know, I was trying to experiment in the bedroom, and I asked the girls, like, you know, what's okay and what not okay. And she's like, what do you mean? And I told her, and she kind of.
This is us every single day.
We're very
day.
Open with each other.
And we love
we
that.
We have no boundaries.
Have any of you girls ever stopped having sex because the guy just said something so ridiculous that it was like, that's
oh, I'm
it?
Sure.
That's it. Completely.
Yeah, I don't Nothing think anybody's ever mind. Really talked to me like that.
Mm. I also think it's weird to be a guy, a
I'm
heavy...
I'm sure there was something along the way somewhere.
I think it's weird also just to be a heavy guy talker in bed.
Well, I don't think I've ever experienced like a talker.
Well, listen, if you're in a marriage, okay, and you're trying to spice things up, spice that situation up, you got to think outside
the box.
It's one thing, literal and physically.
You don't have to spice up yet, dude. You were away as soon as you got married.
Yes, yes. No, I didn't have to spice anything up when I got home, but now I've been home for, you know, 3 to 4 months. I'm trying to put a bun in the oven, so I'm just trying to sort of think outside or inside the box, I guess, to make things happen.
Mm-hmm. Oh, damn, this is going by so fast. I have one question I really wanted to ask you guys that's, it's not even all that personal. It's really advice for myself. I know, I think Jenny and Nicole both have had your teeth fixed through the years. Mm-hmm. I'm thinking about doing, Dean also? Mm-hmm. I know Ronnie, and you don't have your teeth.
No, I got scared off when I saw Ronnie's.
Yeah, I was going to say Ronnie.
Went a little crazy.
I was going to say Ronnie got and Vinny, I think, too right?
And Paulie.
And Paulie?
Really, yeah.
I'm thinking about doing it. That's why.
Yeah, like I had to get something because I would whiten my teeth. Every time I would go out, I would use a Crest White Strip, and it like
it gets really sensitive.
Screwed up my enamel.
Yeah.
I can't use the Crest White Strips, but I was thinking about going in May is when I have it set to do, ultimately, to get the front four or six.
Yeah, I love it. Yeah. It made me so much more confident.
I'm on camera a lot. I take pictures tons with people after comedy shows. And I hate the way I smile because I'm trying not to hide my teeth. And everyone goes, your teeth are fine. I'm like, I'm sure they're fine. I know nobody really cares.
Aww.
But it bothers
If it bothers
me.
You, then
you do it. You'll feel so much more confident.
Yeah, so much more confident.
I'm going to look at my girlfriend with disdain now.
Yeah, no, you could definitely investigate.
Yeah,
because I know what it's like to have like that like insecure feeling for whatever having. So
before I got my teeth done,
My concern though is then what's the next thing? That's got to be the scare. You know what I mean? Like then the teeth get fixed, and then I should. Please. Well, at least a lift.
Yeah,
I'm 42. You know, it's almost getting time to.
No, I had braces and everything. My teeth look exactly the same. It's just that the enamel. It was. I would cry like try to whiten my teeth.
Are they veneers?
Yeah,
that's when
I went to veneers.
So it's right up.
It just pops on top of your teeth.
They did
so they don't have to shave them down. But
I shaved them down and
then
I looked.
You looked.
I called their client.
Look?
I fucking looked.
Look?
I looked like a damn shark.
Yeah.
I wish you took a picture.
They take them down like little Dracula teeth.
Yes, it's terrifying.
Like, just and they say you can fucking see what a millimeter looks like. It's like little
I wish you took
baby
a picture.
Shark teeth.
And if you go like, if that happens while you're out and about, you have like a weird little. If one falls out or something while you're out.
I've never.
That's like a nightmare.
But what they don't tell you is that there's a temporary that you have to get in.
Yes,
so
for 2 weeks.
I'm actually happy that you said 4 to 6 because if you get a whole top or bottom temporary, it's one of the most uncomfortable, like painful things you'll ever experience.
You did the whole thing.
Yeah, I did. So like, but that was probably the worst part.
And sometimes you can get a lisp. Vinny got a lisp.
Yeah,
but now he's okay.
He did have a lisp at one point.
He started talking a little weird.
I thought it was because his huge wiener was dragging down his tongue.
Oh my God.
Did you guys actually see his dick in Vegas?
I was on stage.
Mike, you may have missed a few things while you were gone.
I was on stage.
Vinny was helicoptering his dick.
No, I didn't see it.
Oh, he loves talking about the helicopter, too.
Sick.
I don't even know. Did he talk about it? I just assume it's what he did.
If you let Vinny go on about his stripping career, he will go on for like.
He's a
hours.
Showman. That boy is a showman. He takes pride in stripping on stage. Yeah. For real.
I'm just impressed you can helicopter your dick at all. If I did the motion, I would helicopter a dick. It would look like that thing. Do you remember the thing behind the door? when you were, you'd flick
oh,
it and it would go like that?
Stopper, yes.
That's what my
the
helicopter would look like. Yeah, you know, so I got to get my teeth fixed.
Yes, and speaking of that, I think you should do anything in your life to sort of get progress. You know, we're all a work in progress and a masterpiece at the same time. No, I'm not saying about the penis.
You can fix
I'm
your
talking
penis.
About you, you know, your teeth and work on exercising and eating healthy. And I think that's the biggest drug of all is growth.
You're right, and Nicole, to answer your thing,
there you go.
To answer your thing, there are some dick things you could do, but I don't think it's. I think the science isn't in.
Yeah, no,
can't
it's
get
not.
Surgery and shit.
You might lose it. Or something.
You can get surgeries.
Getting surgery on?
You can.
I don't have a dick.
You can go to like Brazil and get like extensions and stuff.
Brazil,
you can go to Brazil for a lot of things.
What would the process be? But everything they've heard, they go
extenders and stuff.
Just I've heard words like, well, they just got a snipper, and I'm like, nah, I'm already out.
Yeah, I wouldn't.
Don't snip anything.
I wouldn't mess with that particular region.
No, never.
The teeth will make you feel more comfortable and confident.
Definitely. Can't do it.
Maybe it'll make your helicopter more confident too.
Yeah. Yes.
And my asshole bleaching. It'll be a 12-step process. I'm gonna be a new person. Mm-hmm. These breast implants.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or before they put me under, I'm gonna go, Snooki said to do this.
Imagine.
Jersey Shore season 3 continuation. Family Vacation, of course, season 3 continuation airing this Thursday. I'm so excited. It's already DVR'd.
Yes.
I've even seen all the I follow all the in between, like the best of shows, because when I DVR it on my thing, it just
awesome.
It gets them all. And I'm telling you, I've been with you guys since early days. We had Ronnie in here with you guys last time. Mm-hmm. He came in late, but he came in, and I've been
he's
a fan. I mean,
always.
I've loved him. I go back to One Shot was my favorite thing.
Yeah,
I love the idea of you guys because. You guys, obviously, at a time, probably not even so much now because everyone's kind of grown up with you guys, and you guys are adults now and with your own families and stuff that you guys, even the people that kind of probably wanted to hate you in the beginning, you just become lovable.
Thank you.
I'd like to see you guys flourish. And Mike, congratulations on finishing your time,
you.
Dude. I know you're still speaking and stuff. You said you were doing sobriety speaking and stuff a bunch.
Yeah, 4 years clean and sober.
Yeah, you're killing it.
Killing the game. So, you know, I speak around the country, different colleges and treatment centers, specifically Banyan Treatment Center. Shout out, you know, where I'm just spreading positivity and hope and helping people get on the right track in life.
Hell yeah.
Well, sometimes they never come back.
Well, let me say, as someone who has been following you guys forever, and you don't know me, but I know you guys, and I'll say I'm proud of where all you guys. You guys are all have become such cool people, and this is my second time meeting some of you, or actually all of you, except for Dina, the first time here, and we hope to have you on again. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Jersey Shore Family Reunion, Season 3 continuation this Thursday night. Have a great rest of your
Let's
day, guys.
Thank you.
It's the bonfire.
Oh, thank you. Thanks, guys.
So fun.
Hey, cameras, it's Black Lou again, and here's a bonus clip for you all of Jay and Joe DeRosa doing their black, no-nonsense principal impressions. Enjoy.
I'm not going to watch you boys die on these streets.
You've been using those guns, now use your mind.
Now, Tamika, you got to think about that baby now, okay? You ain't thinking just for yourself. You got to think about that baby. You used to call me Crazy Joe, now you call me Batman.
Up until yesterday, your title was student. From day on, it's mama.
Yeah. Now you a mama. You gotta take care of that kid. Don't do what your mama did to you.
You need to stop hitting your friends and start hitting those books.
Holy shit. Wake up! You think the man wanna see you succeed? You think that's what's going on? This world got everything against you. You gotta rise above it. Damn, wearing a brown suit and shit. It'd be so great. Now, you afraid to tell your daddy that you got pregnant? I'm gonna come over with you. Now, I know it's generally inappropriate, but get in my car, and I'm gonna drive you home. I don't care if people see.
Get in the damn car!
People gonna talk, they gonna talk.
Hey there. I'm DJ Lou, and on this week's Lost Tapes, the very lovely Shannon Lee from Gas Digital shares her expertise on love after lockup. Then she also shares an update of her prison love life.
We have Shannon in today.
Right? We're also locked into love after lockup. And we had, was it four couples or
are
three?
Are you saying that we're locked in?
Without bail? I know, Jacob, I know. I don't know where that comes from. Last couple we did on Love After Lockup was...
We did Josh and Josh and Cheryl.
Josh and Cheryl, cute Colorado couple.
Yeah, well, she's from, Shannon, fill me in on this, Michigan.
Hold on. I wrote this all down because I knew I was going to forget when you asked me, so I made a spreadsheet.
Cheryl's coming from somewhere else. Cheryl's coming from somewhere else. I'll tell you one thing I do know that you don't have to look up. She has too many teeth in her face.
She does.
Cheryl's got a lot of teeth in her
face. There they are.
And not enough meat on the bone. She is extraordinarily thin. The guy reminds me disturbingly of Nate.
Big Nate?
In the way he talks.
Big dumb Nate Bargatze?
Yeah, he's a big dumb Nate Bargatze. They talk the same, like their mouth moves the same way when they talk.
Do you know that Harrington is obsessed with Cheryl?
I do know that.
Like,
he's
in
love with
her. Why?
You know why? I'll tell you why. Because she's pretty enough and you can lure her easily with meth into a lifetime of love with you.
I don't know about, you need a lot of meth to get her to go to the lifetime contract, but you can definitely give her a franchise tag.
Yeah.
For like a couple grams of ice.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. You get her back into the meth game, which by the way, she's itching to get back into.
Oh my
right
God.
Now, this guy is her meth.
You show her crushed glass in a fucking motel parking lot.
She's going to put it on her tongue.
Pack of merits. Let her rip.
Her job is an intervention specialist.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Because she's clean now.
Yeah. She's like the Incredible Hulk. She's the Incredible Hulk where they're like, how do you stay sober? She's like, because I always want to get fucked up.
But I always feel like if you dive in that deep into the world of sobriety, when you get sober, it's because you're on the
white knuckling it.
You're the one bad night away from diving back in hard.
I think you're a bad fucking baseball score. If she's like a fucking Rangers fan and they lose, and she's like, well, that's it. I'm smoking meth again.
But I'm telling you, this guy is her meth. She wouldn't get involved in a situation this fucking retarded if she wasn't like this. This is what she supplements doing drugs with.
He's her drug.
Yes. She needs this crazy
That's
drama.
Romantic.
Fighting with the mom. It is romantic. All until you find yourself digging through a swamp for $20.
Dude, we got to watch that. We didn't even get to watch that. All these people are like bad Rihanna videos.
Yeah.
Like, at best case scenario, it's Rihanna singing about a sexy guy. Worst case scenario, you're on Love After Lockup in a swamp looking for fucking a K. Just one K.
So as you probably know, the way that she came to find out who he was she was doing a report on serial killers.
I didn't know this.
Yeah. So she has an obsession with like people in prison and dangerous guys, and that's how she met Josh.
That adds up because the mom does keep saying, I was unaware of why.
Yes.
She's looking for a serial killer. Like, that's not you. Like, she wanted to get in a relationship with somebody like
Why
crazy.
Would you want to be in a relationship specifically with a serial killer?
Shannon.
This is a thing. It's called hybristophilia. And it's when women...
that's weird you know that.
Yeah. I learned a lot about this stuff after all the accusations against me.
Also, Shannon, it's pretty funny because you're coming out of it like the end of a horror movie where you survive something on a hill in a cabin, mm-hmm. you know, where you're like covered in blood and now you're clean. It's like, it says like 6 months later and you go, I've learned about it.
It's called hybristophilia.
It's called hypersyphilioma.
It's something I struggle with every day.
And
I know through God and my friends and family.
What is it?
Because I haven't seen Shannon in a long time. What is the status of, are you completely out of the convicted felon?
Not completely. I won't say completely out of forever, but the one
she goes property damage. No, property damage is still hot.
You're totally out of it.
Well, the one guy that I was conversing with, we exchanged I think maybe three letters, and then on his last letter to me, I was just like, I mean, I'm out. Like, I was really trying to at least have a conversation. It was great material for everything at the very least, and I couldn't go anywhere. Like, there was just nothing.
And
for
you were
me
about,
to connect
you're
with.
One more letter from him doing the old, hey, can you send a couple bucks up to?
I'm not. But this is the thing is
you were two you were two letters away from him being like, hey, what could you smuggle in your pussy?
Well,
hey, I'm just saying.
Yeah, what could you? I'm not saying you would, but what could you? Could you fit like?
It's pretty hot. It's pretty hot.
Could you fit a key, or you just
think, feel like a shiv?
Maybe one big Ziploc bag full of a bunch of small Ziploc bags.
I got a Latin King in here that's giving me kind of a problem. So if you could bring a shiv, I don't know. Are you still into felons?
I'm not going to say felons necessarily, but it's like, so I've had four boyfriends in my life. Two of them have been in jail at some point.
Hot.
It's not the fact that they're breaking the law. It's just that that personality type sometimes is attached to like a little more stronger and intimidating. Like, I like someone who's scary on the outside.
Got it.
But then like not an asshole and a complete dirtbag on the inside.
So you want to...
I'm taken.
Yeah. Sorry, Shannon. You just described my radio partner.
Well, I'm seeing someone, Shannon.
And she's sitting right behind you.
And she will tell you. I'm violent and dangerous on the outside, and inside a teddy bear.
Warm, gooey, lovable.
Hey, this is Big J. Okerson, and I hope you enjoyed this week's Best of the Bonfire. You can listen to the show live every Monday through Thursday from 6 to 8 p.m. Eastern on Comedy Central Radio, Sirius XM 95, or on demand on the Sirius XM app. Be sure to follow us on social media, at The Bonfire SXM.
This has been a Comedy Central podcast. Ow!